Yesterday, right here on the program, we talked with representatives from the College of Western Idaho about the failure of a plant facilities levy on Election Day. The first step in this process, they're having a recount done since that levy failed to pass by about 144 votes. That recount is set to take place Monday morning. And joining me today to talk about ballot recounts is Phil McGrane. He is assistant county clerk of Ada County, soon to be the county clerk, as Phil won his bid for that position on Election Day. So welcome and congratulations.
Thanks, Gemma.
Yeah, good to have you in. So just start with, when and why is a recount done usually?
So usually it's what everyone would anticipate. It's when the vote is really close.
Mm-hmm.
It really depends on the candidates and the issues, what someone considers close. So here in Idaho, someone has to request the recount. So as you referenced, CWI has requested the recount. But specifically in the two recounts that we have coming up, it's when it's within 0.1% of the vote margin, the recount is free. Anything above that, someone has to pay something to the county in order to ask for the recount. But when you're in that tiny margin, you get a free recount. And for CWI, even though it's 144 votes, mm-hmm. which is actually pretty significant, it's still, there's enough votes been cast between Canyon County and Ada County that we're well within that 0.1%.
So what's interesting about this one, too, is because votes were cast in Ada County and in Canyon County, I would assume Ada County does part of it. Canyon County does part of it. It's not like you get all the ballots from Canyon County and do the recount yourself.
That absolutely. So Canyon County is actually the home county for CWI because of where its offices mm-hmm. are located. Canyon County began their portion of the recount yesterday. Ada County will actually begin its portion of the recount on Monday. It really is, we kind of operate on Election Day as two separate counties. We use different systems between the two counties. We're conducting the recounts where we each do our portion. And we also have an additional recount in the Senate district, in the Senate race in Legislative District 15. So we're working on both recounts at the same time beginning on Monday.
And with that, how does the recount work then? I mean, do you have to bring in, you know, certain staff? What does that look like when you go through a ballot recount?
It's an interesting process. And I think for many of your listeners, right, if anybody's been watching what's going on in Florida,
right.
Florida does it very differently than we do it in Idaho. A great indicator of that is Florida's done with their recount. We haven't even started our recount. And there's just a different approach. We actually changed our laws a few years back. So we wait until all the results are official. So the Board of Canvassers meets, and then that's when someone can actually request the recount. So there's a time lapse before any party can even ask for it. So people have been wanting the recounts, but they had to wait a couple of weeks to initiate the process. Once we start it, so Monday, what we're going to do is we're going to take a random sample of 5% of the ballots. We're going to start with Legislative District 15, but we'll do the same thing for CWI and hand count that 5% portion. And then we will machine count that same sample. And what that is it's testing the machines to make sure that the machines we used on Election Day, they're reading accurately to what someone who's just looking at the ballot, what they intended. For CWI, that's a really big deal this time around because in the past when we've had recounts, we didn't have that provision. Mm-hmm. CWI is large enough that sample is almost 10,000 ballots that are going to be hand counted in Ada County.
How many people do you have to have on staff
yes.
to do that?
So we've needed the time just to increase staff. So we're going to have 40 people involved in the hand recount, made up of people who worked on Election Day at the polls and elsewhere, going through. And we anticipate taking quite a while just to go through that process.
I was going to ask you, how long do you think, I mean, if you're looking at 10,000 ballots and 40 people, I mean, time-wise, what's your best guesstimate on that?
You know, it's tough for us because we haven't done it. But looking at the nice thing is we got to see Canyon County. They did it yesterday morning for mm-hmm. their sample. Theirs is much smaller. Canyon County is about a third of the size of Ada County, to put it in comparison. They did theirs in about 3 to 4 hours. We expect ours to take a day, maybe a little more than a day, to do that hand count. Mm-hmm. We'll kind of see, you know, how smoothly that portion goes. But then the really big part for us, so this CWI recount may be one of the largest recounts conducted in the state. I'd have to go back further to see if there's mm-hmm. ever been a statewide one. But we had a little over 192,000 ballots cast here in Ada County. And so we will be recounting all of those. And the way we vote in Ada County isn't all that conducive to a fast recount. We're really good about being fast on Election Day, but we're not really good about being fast after Election Day. And that's because when voters went to the polls, they stuck their ballots in the scanner on top of the ballot box.
Right.
That's one of the ways we're actually bringing in the voter as part of our labor pool to help us count those ballots. On a recount, we don't have all 192,000 voters showing up to help us. And so we only have our central count equipment, which is designed more to do the mail ballots and a smaller volume. And so we expect it to take about a week and a half for us to do the full recount.
I'm speaking with Ada County Assistant County Clerk Phil McCrain. That's a mouthful sometimes, Phil. Let's talk about the other recount you're doing, because you, this is for Senate seat District 15, correct?
Correct.
In Ada County. Can they be done simultaneously, or are they separate?
We're doing like a hybrid. So we're trying to do it simultaneously just because it's going to take so long really for both of them. We have to do them somewhat simultaneously. So we're not going to end up recounting any of the ballots twice. We're leveraging it, but we're going to start largely with on Monday when the recount begins, focused on Legislative District 15. The margin there was 6 votes. It was really close.
Right. Really
6
close.
Votes out of 18,000 that were cast. So it's a really close race. There's a lot of attention. The legislature's starting to gear up and get ready with reorganization next week. So there's a lot of interest to figure out get some finality
who's going
here.
To have that position.
Yeah, exactly. So we're focused on that piece first, but all the efforts that we put into Legislative District 15 will contribute to the CWI portion as well, because Legislative District 15 is wholly within CWI's boundaries. So we'll do that, and then we'll continue on with the remainder of CWI.
How often do you see recounts happen?
You know, they happen. It's not often, but I've been through quite a few of them. So I would say, you know, at this point, it's, I want to say every year, but maybe every other year. So we just did one this time of year last year. It was in the city of Eagle. There was a recount for one of their races, and I did one the year before. They don't necessarily get as much attention because they're not as big as the recount that we're about to conduct here. But we do them pretty consistently.
Do they ever change the outcome?
I have not participated in any that have changed the outcome. I've seen some vote changes. The most I've seen was in 2010 in a legislative race, very similar. We had a two-vote. It was actually one vote flipped, which kind of made a two-vote difference from what it originally was. That's the widest margin that I've seen. But we've gone through. The last recount we did, we hit exactly on the mark what it was on Election Day, was what the recount produced. Certainly, that's what I'm hoping for in this, but the big thing I can tell you, recounts are anxiety inducing, because you have this moment where you're just like, please, 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 you know,
let
let's hit the mark.
Be right. Yeah.
Yes. We're aimed at accuracy. That's our big thing. And this is a really healthy test for the system so that everybody who voted has confidence in the votes that they cast.
So take me. You mentioned Florida and how there were two recounts in Florida, the governor and for a Senate seat. And those have already been done, and they were done quite a while ago. So what is the difference then between how, you know, a state like Florida does it and how Idaho does this?
You know, I want to be cautious to be critical of peers in another state doing it. But one of the things, I think it's the rules that are set up. Florida was really focused on getting it. They wanted resolution. So it was try to get it done fast. They had a deadline they had to meet. So all the additional staff, it doesn't matter what part of the country you're in, you're not staffed up and prepared for post-election processes like this. It would be difficult to do that. You're really focused on the build-up to Election Day. But they had a deadline. And so, you know, one of the challenges they faced at times, their machines were overheating because they were trying to push so many ballots in such a tight time frame. If your focus is accuracy and testing the accuracy of the vote, speed is not your friend, right? You want to be methodical. And so when you see us do it, and the reason it's going to take us so long is we're going to be very systematic and very methodical about our approach. And Idaho's laws allow us to do that. So we are going to get a resolution, but everyone will get to watch. And it's a really confidence building piece of the process to get watched through and say, look, we're going for making sure that every vote that was cast is cast exactly the way the voter intended it to be. And so we're going to be working through that process. And that's the difference. We start later because we have to wait till the official results are canvassed. And then we will kind of take our time to get it done right. We'll be counting regularly as we go on. There's not going to be any big gaps, but we're going to be taking our time to make sure it's as accurate as possible. That's what this test is for.
And this is not a closed door process either.
Oh, no, it is extremely open. So anybody in the public who wants to come down and see how it's happening.
Sit there for hours on end.
We have a viewing room over at the Ada County Elections Office where we have, for all the hand count tables, we have ceiling cameras, just like a Las Vegas casino.
Really?
Where people can watch from our viewing room each of the tables that are happening. We have windows inside, so in the tabulation room where ballots are counted, people can watch right there. We'll have representatives from the candidates and CWI inside during the process. Transparency is a big deal in this business.
And it has to be. be.
Yeah, absolutely has to be. We want for someone to take the time to go show up to the polls to vote. You have to have confidence in the process, mm-hmm. and we're going to do everything we can to build that confidence.
And you had one of the highest voter turnouts ever this last election, hence the 10,000 votes.
Absolutely.
Correct?
We had an absolutely huge turnout this election, and that's definitely why we're facing this big, daunting task when it comes to the recount. Yeah.
Well, I appreciate you coming in and walking us through this. It's fascinating to learn about how it works. My guest today, Assistant County Clerk for Ada County, Phil McCrane, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you, Jim.